Don't register very fast.
Yeah, well, that's...
I guess that's national.
Sure. But you said the woman who left...
Who assisted the bride's maid. Sure, that's fine. Now, did they ever have any kind of noisy... Have kind of noisy pranks that they do to a couple right after they were married?
Yes, they still have. Sometimes, especially if they go on honeymoon, they pack in cans of gas in and go to the car and things like that.
Do you remember years ago, though, when they used to maybe even they'd fire off guns and things
and firecrackers
and firecrackers and come around ringing bells?
Yeah, they're serenade.
Uh-huh.
Used to call it serenade.
How long ago would you say they stopped that? Did they do that to you when you got married?
No, but long about that time, there weren't very many serenades then. And immediately after that, they stopped.
And what year were you married in?
Sir?
What year were you married?
1915.
So it was really just about before World War I. Is when
this, yes, right.
Is that about the same time the oxen went out, too? Is that...
Exactly.
Before World War I.
Yeah, I'd say so. Now, this cave, you'll hear one now.
Uh-huh.
A pair of oxen. Not many. I haven't seen any here.
Did I ask you if you plowed with them?
Yes, you asked me that. I never did use them. I've drove a little along the highway. I went after yoke oxen once for a man.
Uh-huh.
Just a boy, but I get them on the road. I never did use them to work. They used to log with them. I've seen a few yoke of oxen that way.
If a person, talk about a person living in let's say Greenville. You'd say he lives
in Greenville.
Yeah. Okay. What word might you use before you'd say in? You'd say he lives...
Well, near Greenville or in Greenville or...
I was thinking, would you say up, down, over, or across in Greenville?
Well, from here I'd call it down. A creek goes down and goes down. That's the way the river's going down that way. We call it down.
How about you talking about Jonesboro? You say this morning I was
in Jonesboro. I went up to Jonesboro.
Okay, and that's because it's
up to the way from where Greenville is.
I see. That's because it's higher land.
Yeah, elevation higher.
Yeah. Let's say talking about maybe two farms up the road, and let's say the Browns live there. I don't know who lives there, but let's say, he lives. Where does he live? And you say he lives
up the road or near Jonesboro or somewhere designated. Yeah.
Okay, but up and down, you'd use that also on the basis of elevation.
Yeah.
Rather how high the...
elevation.
Okay. And the, you'd say they had a big party in town last weekend and the police had to come and the police came and they arrested the... They arrested everybody who was at the party, and then you say, they arrested the...
Whole group.
Okay. Now, is there another word you might use instead of group?
Well, I don't know. All that participated, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking about something like the whole gang or the whole crowd.
Yeah, the whole crowd. They could use that either.
And they, when they play music and people get out on the floor, they call that a...
Dance.
Now, what kind of dances did they used to have around here?
Well, most I ever knew was what's called a square dance.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the country, I never did go to town.
Uh-huh. How did they? Were they? Did they keep? They still have those?
Yes, they still have the square dances yet.